Hello, this is Jay Flannery, the beer for Beaverall, powered by Undone, fueled by Pete Sauce. Today, E.J. Perry has a team. It's not the Eagles. I tell you guys all the time, NFL, not for long. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll break it down and talk about it. First of all, I don't care if E.J. signed to play for the Tallahassee Warthogs in the NFL. It's an historic day for Andover football, for the Perry family, for all of our football alumni, and for Beavs World. Those of you who don't know, my business partner, Kathy Hoekstra, and I might be the biggest E.J. Perry fans, not in Andover. Famously, I foolishly and stupidly didn't go home for about 15 years because I'm a stupid Irish guy from Boston. That's part of it, an idiot. But when I started Beavs World, Kathy and I started talking about that. And lo and behold, she went on a business trip to New Hampshire. And she just said to me, you know anybody who can take me to go to church? Who did I call? Coach Perry, EJ's dad. Big EJ, as I call him. What does Big EJ do? He not only goes and takes Kathy to church, he brings her to Andover, gives her a tour, introduces her to EJ, Coach Riley, and who she met before because he had come out here for some football games. And Cedric Gillette and the Perrys and CPR said, hey, we need to get Beav to come back for a football game. And I came back that Thanksgiving for the North Andover game, honorary captain. And this is all because of the Perrys. I tell this story because it's a wonderful thing when you see somebody, some people, the good people get rewarded and get a good situation in the NFL. One of the cooler things about EJ not getting drafted, and we saw this with Sean, his agent, did a good job here. When you get drafted, they picked you. When you're an undrafted free agent, you pick your place. And the Philadelphia thing happened, and there's a lot of mix-ups here, It's a strange situation. Howie Roseman's a very good general manager. Sean talked about this in the article in the Tribune. This isn't uncommon what happened, where they have multiple players in multiple positions and make them make multiple player offers. Carson Strong and EJ are not similar players, by the way. Carson is a Drew Bledsoe type, big, strong, powerful kid, but he's got bad knees. EJ is a much better athlete. And he's more of a pure player. And he's actually a better fit in the West Coast offense, which is also going to benefit him going to Jacksonville, where Doug Peterson is a straight-up huge West Coast offense guy. I don't need to reference his success in Philadelphia with other New England fans here. I would personally like to thank Bill Belichick for the hundreds of hours in therapy sessions I've had to donate because of the Malcolm Butler game. Or as I refer to it, as 505 and lost the MFN game. But it's good to see a good kid and a good family. I mean, I've been talking with Maddie, his uncle, is one of my best buddies growing up all day about this. And it works out good from a football perspective. Less quarterbacks in the room. There's a real opportunity to be the number two quarterback and make the 53-man roster. And I think there's other intangibles here. He has a goal to align himself with Trevor Lawrence and be the Batman and Robin thing. And I think that's a good thing. That's what Tommy did. Tommy did it in 2000, 2001. His goal was to be in a position to align himself with Bledsoe. And that's a well to go. And whether you beat out the guy ahead of you or you win the job straight up, it's a tremendous situation for EJ. New administration just had a really good draft. up-and-coming team, good running backs, Travis Etienne, who EJ saw when he was at Clemson, when EJ was at Boston College, and obviously Trevor Lawrence. Very good offensive line, which they've rebuilt. A lot of guys on defense, Trevion Walker, Chad Muma, and Devin Lloyd, who they all drafted. Really good front seven additions. And just moving on from the Urban Meyer thing is going to be a positive. You know, he's an undrafted free agent. Good situation, 3-year contract, no taxes down in Florida. That's always a big deal. It's about 4 or 5 states in the league that have that now. But it just from a football perspective, it's good to see his agent did a good job here and realize, hey, what was going on with the Eagles? The Carson Strong thing, the numbers don't add up. And we didn't even talk about Gardner Minshew. He's one of their better backup quarterbacks in the league. So, you know, you have 3 guys for the 3rd spot, unless they trade Minshew. They have their Reed Stinnett, Carson, and EJ. So, better situation. EJ's in a real position. They had real interest. Sean talked about this, and I had known the Jaguars had been involved. And I think it's a good thing when you have a young, high-level quarterback that you have a stable backup behind them. I referenced the Drew Bledsoe, Scott Zolak situation, which went on for about 5 years. So if you have a sustainable, and Tommy went through this with Brian Hoyer, where you have you become like an assistant coach with the quarterback, you do the game plans, and you work with the offense coordinator. And that's something EJ has been good at his whole career. Obviously, his uncle was his coach last couple of years at Brown. His dad was his coach. So he's not the typical quarterback who just throws up and has no, you know, he's identifying mics and a lot of things that the high-level quarterbacks do in the league. But when you have a Joe Burrow, when you have a Pat Mahomes, you have a Josh Allen, you have a Trevor Lawrence, you want to have somebody with them to work with them on a day-to-day basis. And the more consistency there, it's better for both the backup and the star. Listen, I tell you guys this all the time, that people need to apply real-life logic to sports because these people, they're real people. And I was talking to Phil, my general manager, at Pete's House today. He had watched like the first 15 minutes of the last Man in the Arena episode. I don't want to give a lot away if you haven't watched it. But I will say this. If you want to understand why Tommy retired and now he's back, you'll fully understand if you watch this. And a lot of it has to do with he feels that being a pro athlete and being such a maniac preparation guy and so focused on his sport, that takes away from his ability to be a father. And I think that you need to, guys that do this for a living really do have real problems. And we all know about the 28-3 game where Tommy's mother was very ill. And we all go through this stuff. We all have families and friends, and EJ's got a tremendous support system. And he's going to have at least 2 fans in Michigan that are going to be watching in Jacksonville. I mean, Maddie and I were joking. We're going to move down there. But I don't think that's going to happen. Perry's Plate, Florida. There you go. And Pizza House, Florida. I'll get that done. But it's a cool thing. It's a good opportunity for him, too. It's a young team. They're trying to build something there. Coach Peterson's going to come in there. He's an offensive guy. He was a longtime backup quarterback in this league. He's had great success. And he's got some really, some wood in the fire to work with in Trevor and EJ and a lot of these young draft picks. So I'm excited. It's not how the route you got took there. It's how you get there. And EJ hasn't been a traditional kid. The BC situation wasn't handled by them, by a lot of people. I'm going to leave it at that. And then EJ went to Brown and did a great job. And he helped turn that program around. And James is going to keep that momentum that EJ helped him get and get good. But it's a tremendous thing for the family and EJ. And, you know, we all love him. And he's such a good kid. You know, he's out picking up trash and did so great at the Shrine game. I get all my friends in Ann Arbor watching it. And Kathy and I were both
going crazy. And then he went to the combine, and I was down in Florida dealing with some other stuff. And it was great. But this is going to be a great thing, and I'm about to order a bunch of Jaguar stuff. So, but it's tremendous. I think there'll be a lot of Jaguars jerseys running around in Andover real soon. But he's in a really good position. The team liked him, and Sean talked about that in the Eagle Tribune article, that it's important that the team that you're going to wants you there. And it's a big thing. And hopefully it's going to work out good. And I like this fit. And I think it's a good scheme fit. It's a good system fit. It's a good city fit. It's a nice little college-type atmosphere down there. I don't know how many of you have been down there. In Duval, get used to Duval. But this is a great day for Andover and the Perry family and EJ. Again, congrats, EJ, from your two friends at Bees World. Kathy's in Israel, so, yes, and she's getting updates from me on all this. So, but enjoy it and continue to just work hard. And it's there. There's a spot for you in this league, and it's a good thing. And we're all excited. Every Andover guy, pumped and jacked for you and your family. Go get them. Again, this is Jay Flann, we the Bee from Bee's World. Power Band, then Fueled by Pete's House. LFG, baby. Mini camp next week. I believe it's 13th and 14th for EJ down in Jacksonville. Rookies. LFG, baby.